Morning, Packers fans. It's Aaron Nagler here with your
Packers Daily Chat on Cheesehead TV, coming to you live and all the social channels. It's what we do Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., sometimes a little later, depending on the night before. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's Bears week. That's right. It's time for the Packers to go to Chicago and play the Bears. We're all excited and happy. They got a new quarterback and top five defense, and they're just living life. They're just loving the world till the Green Bay Packers arrive, because that's what's going to happen, people. Packers are going to arrive. They're going to make a statement. They're going to go down to Soldier Field and say, oh, that's right. It's great that you had this little two-game win streak. It's about to end. What's about to happen, ladies and gentlemen? Good morning, everybody, in the comments section. Morning, Sandy. How are you? Nikki, good morning. How are you? Patreon Zoom tonight. Can't wait. That's right, Robin. Zoom happy hour tonight at 5 p.m. Eastern. Not 6. 5 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 p.m. Lambeau time. Make sure you're there. Bells on. Get ready to go. Morning, Nags. Live from the Bears Still Suck Lounge. What's up, Accidental? How you doing, man? What else we got? TKM is here. TKM is at his post. I like it. If they move to Arlington, will the Bears still suck? Will the sun still rise and fall each day? Will the universe continue to expand? Will breath be drawn by humans all over the world? Yes, the Bears will still suck. Afternoon from the UK. What's up, James? Good morning from New York City. I hope you're doing well. Hopefully we can go a little less spread and a little more run game. Daniel, that is the dream. Never really know how they're going to plan to attack the Bears. Tough D. Tough D all around. No real one single spot you can point to and say this is how they got to do it, or what the thing they should hammer. Got to try and get the running game going. There's no doubt about that. You know, they had real issues with it against the Bengals, obviously, at times, especially along the interior. I think some of that will depend on if Elgton Jenkins is ready to go, because if he can step in and get Josh Myers back, then they might be able to cook with gas in that regard. But we'll see. We'll get our first look at the injury report tomorrow. TKM, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Admit it or not, Nags, you missed a few super chats yesterday. I'll bet I did, mine included. So back to the issue of how many players does it take to win a Super Bowl? Young guns showing up. Who's the biggest surprise, Pappy? Biggest surprise so far, 5 weeks in? You know, I want to say Stokes, just because he's been so consistent and he's not taken quite as many lumps as I would have expected. You still see mistakes, obviously. You still see communication stuff in the secondary. But, you know, Josh Myers, I think I've expected this simply because he was inserted basically as the starting center the moment, you know, he got drafted. And they have not wavered from that. And his play has been exemplary for a rookie, especially. And now, not to say that he's arrived by any means, but it's been really, really good. And that's kind of what I expected, given what we saw this summer. But with Stokes, yeah, a bit surprising how seamlessly he's kind of been thrown into the mix here and really risen to the challenge. What else we got? I mean, if we're talking about, you know, guys who are not rookies, though, I mean, there's a couple of younger undrafted / drafted guys that you would have to point to, right? I mean, the biggest surprise would probably be Josh Nyman. If you're just talking about pure, man, I saw what he did in preseason and I was definitely, excited. Thought there was promise there, but I never in a million years would have thought, sure, yeah, we can throw him in there at left tackle for a stretch and they'll be fine. And for the most part, they have been, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. The fact that this kid was on the roster for 2 years, barely just basically just played special teams. Never really has had to be called into action. And then you see what he's done, and it hasn't been perfect. There's still lots to work on, obviously, but man, what a job, what a story. He'd be the non-draftee, I'd probably say, is the biggest surprise. Nick, I'm starting to believe in our defense. Got to keep it up. I hear you. Definitely solid play across the board. They got to fix the red zone shit, though. Oh, my gosh. Can't have a red carpet out every time somebody gets inside the 20. That is a real, real problem. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. I'll be at the Bears game being obnoxious, so pray for me. Wait, Kevin King is injured again?
Yes, he is. Matt indicated yesterday that he essentially played the down the stretch of that game with only one arm, which would explain why early in the game you see him really aggressively tackling guys. You saw a number of plays where he really exploded out of his stance and made tackles at the line of scrimmage. Then at the end, like I think it's the fourth quarter, there's a specific play where he really just kind of throws his shoulder at a guy. Well, that would be why he apparently injured his arm. So I would suspect you'll see Kevin King back on the injury report tomorrow. And that doesn't bode well for the secondary. Riley, thanks for the super chat. Nice of Crosby to take all the flack for the failure of the field goal protection unit. Yeah, I mean, they all work in concert, though, right? There's no question that everything works together. And when he's taking the flack, he's stepping up as a leader. There's no doubt about it. But he also knows that he's part of that, what do they call it? The operation, you know? And then I know they talk about the snap and the hold and the kick as part of the operation, but protection is part of it too. It all works in concert. It's all has to happen in a rhythm. But yeah, Mason's a leader. He's been around long enough. He knows. I kick ass 44. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Rogers post game presser. He complimented the personnel staff for grabbing Campbell. Isn't Goody a big part of that? LOL. Also a lot of pressure on the right side of the line on Crosby's field goal. Yeah, it's been happening consistently. Yeah, that is Gudikin's job, essentially. But, you know, you never really know who's the first person to do the tape on someone and bring him as a suggestion, you know. But ultimately, it's Brian's call to make, say, yeah, I want to sign that guy. So, you know, that all works in concert. But, yeah, I did not raise an eyebrow, but I did note that Aaron did compliment the personnel staff for the pickup. Nice of the junior GM to weigh in. I'm not even going to attempt this name. It's Alex. Okay, Alex, there we go. From Russia. What do you think about the O-lines versus D-lines matchup at Chicago? In my opinion, Bears O-line is pretty bad. They can definitely make hay against the Bears offensive line. I would suspect the Bears are going to try and run the football a lot. Regardless, I know whether it's Montgomery or whoever, they will be running the football, or at least attempting to. This will be a really good test for the Packers. Hopefully, Lancaster and Lowry and company are up to the challenge. We know Kenny will be. But this is a game I suspect the Bears are going to try and run the football and work play action off of it. There will undoubtedly be shots downfield, especially if the Packers are banged up in the secondary, which they most certainly will be. But to me, the Packers can get after the quarterback in this game if they can get them into, you know, long down and distance, obvious passing downs. Because Chicago wants to run the football and protect their young quarterback, which is smart, which is exactly what they should do. And I suspect that you're going to see lots of rushing attempts early and often from the Bears. Mm-hmm. Accidental Hero, what's up, man? Sorry, guys. Always wanted to paint a P over the W on Wacker Drive. Could you get Corey on that Cook County Jail Bail Fund? Man, I'll tell you what, I miss living in Chicago. I lived in Chicago right out of high school, and I absolutely loved living there. I liked everything about the city except for the sports teams. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Dude, I was at that game. It was crazy. It was crazy. Totally crazy. Man, no matter where you were, that game was nuts. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Favorite album by Massive Attack, Go Pack Go. Oh, Kyle, excellent fucking question. Mezzanine. It's an all-time classic, right? I mean, Blue Lines is amazing. Protection is incredible. But, and the stuff after the three broke up when they became a duo, I still love it. But, like, those three are the classics, right? Mezzanine is just like, Mezzanine is like their, I don't know, Songs of Faith and Devotion, if you're a Depeche Mode fan, or I don't know, some, like, it's a culmination, it's a perfection, it's a distillation of who they are and what makes them great. Like, oh, Mezzanine's in a fucking amazing album. If you haven't listened to it, I cannot recommend it enough. Great question, Kyle. Next, you think we get Jenkins and Myers back this week? I hope so, Kevin. Myers is really tricky because he went from like limited participant, okay, I'm playing through it kind of thing, to where they just shut him down last week, which is never good. Hopefully maybe at least we get him as a limited participant tomorrow. But as far as Jenkins, he's trending the right way. That's why when I said on Twitter that I suspected that Lucas Patrick would be the center on Sunday, people were like, oh, they'll just play, you know, Elton's back at practice. And the Packers, most likely, their history is unless you have at least one day, preferably Friday, as a full participant in practice, they're probably not going to play you. So that's, you know, if you're looking for stuff along the injury report and clues to who's going to be up or down, you know, Elton was limited the entire week. And if that happens again, he probably won't play. You've got to be a full participant at least one day, and then you've got a chance to play. So, yeah, I hope so. I hope, obviously, I hope for both of them, but I'll take either at this point, especially against that Bears front that is very, very talented. Skyler, thanks for the super chat. Been a while since I've made it to one of these. Very happy being 4-1, considering all of the injuries the Packers have. Go Pack, go. No doubt. I mean, it's, you know, the NFL, we talk about it all the time. Each win is so precious because there are so few games comparative to other leagues. And, you know, you never know how that loss early in the season can come back to bite you when it comes time for not only winning the division or wild card berths, but like just, you know, seeding, positioning, etc. Man, the tiebreakers are crazy. We all get down to December every year and start trying to work out like, ooh, who could do what as far as the playoffs go. Right now, it's just about compiling the wins, and you're getting a lot of playing time for young, inexperienced players that, you know, is invaluable, especially down the stretch when hopefully they do start getting healthier and you've got guys in reserve who, you know, they've got pellets on the wall. You know, they've got some skin in the game. They've played real, actual NFL football for long stretches. Man, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing, as long as you're winning. I mean, and that's tough, man, but they keep doing it. Don Vito, 608, thanks for the super chat. Joe Barry's bend and then break defense. Bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them. Now, let's not forget, that defense kept them in the game. Kept them in the game. Offense completely shit the bed the first quarter of that game on Sunday. Well, I understand it's frustrating when they get down and they score, blah, 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 but, you know, it's a team game. Complimentary football. Maria, thanks for the super chat. Why do you think we are struggling to, quote, put teams away like we've seen them do easily in the past? That's a good question. And it's interesting because, you know, I asked Matt about the all gas, no break stuff. And it really feels like they're pressing a little bit when they get up and they're trying to go for the kill shot rather than just, you know, continuing to try and be efficient on the offensive side of the ball. And to me, it comes back to a problem they're having overall on offense, which is their efficiency on early downs has been so poor. Nowhere near how good they were last year. In 2019, remember when it felt like they kept stubbing their toe on offense? Like they'd really have kind of short stretches of, they'd move the ball and be okay, we're humming. But then there were so many times where things just kind of felt herky-jerky. That is kind of back this year as far as, you know, in 2019, their big issue was they were always behind the sticks. They were 2nd and 10, 2nd and 8, 2nd and 12. Like it was a lot of what Matt calls get back on track scenarios, like loss, 5-yard loss on first down, blah, blah, blah. So now it's 2nd and 15, things like that. They've been facing a lot of that. Comparative to last year, they were so efficient on early downs. They were putting themselves in 2nd and 3, 3rd and 1. Like 2nd and 4, things like that are a hell of a lot easier to overcome. And you have the widest swath of your playbook open when that's because now you can go, you know, the defense has no idea what to protect against, right? You could go deep. You could do something really just simple, efficient, move the chains, could run the ball, whatever. When you're on 2nd and short, the world is your oyster. The Packers can't get into 2nd and short this year to save their lives. They have continuously put themselves in bad down distances. In a way they didn't last year. They were so good last year in that regard. So I think, you know, they're just pressing a little too much. And if they got back to, you know, let's just matriculate the ball down the field, boys, like Hank Stram famously said on NFL Films and the Chiefs game, I just think, yeah, it just feels like they're trying to do way too much and pressing a little too much to try and push the ball downfield. Just take your dumps. Take your dump downs, take your check downs, go. Slowly, methodically move the ball down the field. And again, we've seen little glimpses of it this year. Here and there, it's happened. But man, they're desperate for deep shots and 15, 20-yard gains, chunk plays. Those will come. Just feels like there's a little too much of that. Ed, thanks for the super chat. I hope to ask Justin Fields someday if it bothers him that he never played on a team that was able to beat the Packers. Hey-o! You tell him, Ed. You tell him what's what. I love Bears Week. And Run Dylan, he grabs positive yardage almost every play. I agree, Daniel. Both running backs. That's another thing. Another reason I think they're really struggling as far as efficiency goes is they're not running the offense through Aaron Jones. I love AJ. Don't get me wrong. We saw what he did this week. Hell, I do a weekly show with him. If you haven't caught Carry the G yet, check it out. Last night, right here on Cheesehead TV. It's on the YouTube channel. But man, the offense is at its best when it runs through Aaron Jones. And they, for whatever reason, have really gotten away from that idea. It is much more Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams-centric, which is fine. They're putting up huge numbers. I get it. But you're never going to be efficient that way. It's way too much spread, way too much kind of quarterback-centric rather than run the ball, play action, check down, move the chains. That's why they were so good last year. Kevin, thanks for the super chat. Sox fan here. Oh, no. Going to the Sox game today, the Packers game Sunday. If the Sox lose, at least Bears fans are disappointed early for rivalry week. I like it, Kevin. I like where you're thinking, Seth. Southside represent. I feel you, buddy. Two back sets in the red zone, please. I'd like that, Justin. I'd be all about that life. Stop hating on 12. There it is. Bernard, I love Aaron Rodgers like a brother. And like a brother, sometimes he can piss you off. Love, family, love each other. It's not hate. It's okay to point out his flaws. He's not a perfect person being whatever. Quarterback, choose a fucking word. It's okay. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of being told I hate Aaron Rodgers. Don't hate Aaron Rodgers at all in any way, shape, or form. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. He can do things better. There are things he can do better. I know nobody wants to hear it, talk about it, whatever, but it's true. There are things I can do better. There are things you can do better. Nobody's perfect, including Aaron Rodgers. It's okay to not canonize him on every fucking breath of your life. It's okay. I promise. Fucking drives me nuts. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Realistic time frame for Bakhtiari coming back. Eligible week 7, I believe. He can be back at practice, I believe, after this game. And then, yes, week 7 is when I think he can be brought back because he has to miss those first 6 games. So that would be the earliest. Now, there's no guarantee that they make that happen automatically. They have 21 days from the time he starts practicing to make that move. If after 21 days they don't make a move, then he reverts back to IR full time for the rest of the year. But I don't, you know, pretty sure that's not going to happen. Is that a Joe Biden whisper? No, or that was a whisper because I've got this fucking cold that I cannot get rid of to save my life. And no, it's not COVID. I got tested. But yeah, no, I've got this cough. The cough is fucking driving me insane. So I'm sorry about that, guys. Are we seeing more early down shot plays because we're seeing more one deep looks? No, they're seeing tons of two high looks. That's what's crazy. That's what's nuts. That's what drives you insane. They keep trying to work the ball downfield against this two high fucking shell. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. One word to describe this Packers team. Andrew, good question. Forming. How's that? Why have we gone from under center with a lot of motion last year to McCarthy ball and shotgun this year? Travis, that is an excellent question. It's something I want to ask LaFleur and Hackett and Rodgers. I'll take any one of them. We'll see who's available when, because they've made Aaron available basically while we're doing transplants the last couple weeks, so I haven't been able to ask him anything. But Yeah, Nathaniel Hackett, I definitely want to ask that exact question because it's very apparent. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. The people that say you hate Rodgers have never heard of Colin Cowherd, Skip Bayless, LOL, Overreaction Tuesday. I hear you, Marshall. I mean, look, like, I get that I don't, like, extol Aaron Rodgers' awesomeness every single fucking breath of my life, but I do talk about how awesome he is all the time, a lot of the time. Like, I get hate on Twitter for that all the time from opposing fans. But it's because I dare point out when, just, you know, hit the check down. I dare say that. Dare say that. And I'm a hater. I hate Aaron Rodgers. Good Lord. Go outside and touch some grass. This is grown-up talking here. Thanks. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV. Like I said earlier, please, please check out Carry the G with AJ Dillon. We had a lot of fun last night. Packer Transplants Live will be back tomorrow night. Patreon members, the Patreon Happy Hour tonight at 5 Eastern. That's right, an hour earlier than usual, 5 Eastern. Information is on the Patreon page. Thank you so much, everybody. Please, please, please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.